Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, good afternoon, or good morning, wherever you may be in the world. Welcome to a little show of Alpha Star Radio. I don't do radio too often anymore, but I do try and get in a couple of podcasts a month. My apologies for not doing the full moon forecast a few weeks ago. It was a rough full moon for me, let's just put it that way. But today I want to talk about, we have a new moon coming in Gemini on the 4th, which is a Saturday, and it'll be at 11 p.m. Eastern time, so about 8 p.m. for us on the West Coast, and it'll be for Europe, it would be even earlier, so that morning. But it's in Gemini, and that's a great placement for a new moon, the Lord of Communication and Transportation, and this is the perfect time after Saturday, the next 2 weeks. Perfect time to purchase any kind of newer used car, this transportation, electronic equipment, even making your summer plans, things like that. Perfect, all blessed under these stars. In fact, come Saturday, I will be making my summer plans with my kids. So I know I'll be blessed under these stars, under a new moon, to make my plans to go somewhere. Whether it's flying or traveling by car, always make your plans in a new moon, and it couldn't be more beautiful than a new moon in Gemini. And happy birthday to all our June babies out there, by the way. Now, one thing about Gemini is ruled by communication. So communication with loved ones in the next few days and weeks will be blessed. We also have the moon in full effect as well. So anything pertaining to writing, publishing, even broadcasting, these are all highly probable for you. And even if you're not in broadcasting like myself, getting on the phone and chatting it up with old friends and family will be quite the chatty Cathy's the next couple of weeks. So I'm going to try and get through this. I have a couple of listeners in the chat, I think. Well, we had one and they logged off. But after I do my broadcast, if you have any questions about what I'm getting ready to talk about, feel free to call in at 1-607-203-5381. Once again, 1-607-203-5381 if you want to talk to me about what I'm getting ready to talk about. And I'm noticing something that's going on that I don't think a great many people really understand what's going on, but I'm seeing it unfold right in my very eyes. And people like myself who have studied this type and method of astrology understand exactly where I'm coming from. There's not many of us out there. Right now we have Pluto in Capricorn, and this planet's here till 2023. One thing about Pluto is it stays between 12 and 15 years. Besides Pluto being the planet of death, drama, and rebirth, it's also the planet of generations. So every generation switches. When Pluto moves into a new sign, it's a new generation. I speak for my own generation. I have the Pluto in Virgo. So people who are a little older than me, between 10 to 12 years, even 15, this placement went into effect from 1957 to 1971, the Pluto in Virgo. This is my generation. This is the environmentalist. This is why you can't smoke in public in California. This is why you, in my town, I have to bring my own bags. The environmentalist, purification, puritanicals. This is why my generation freaks out about the whole transgender bathroom issue. They're puritanicals. Not all of us. Some of us can deal with our own stars and get through it, like myself, but it's generational. And right now you have Pluto in Capricorn. Capricorn rules politics, government, structure. We are seeing it crumble right before our very eyes. You're seeing it with the GOP, the DNC, the corruption of politics in the media market. They're not fooling the younger generation. And I'm going to talk about the younger generation in a minute. Okay, this is the generation that's going to take office in 15 to 20 years from now. There's going to be a full restructure of how politics is done. we are seeing it implode on its own self. It doesn't matter what political party you're in. It doesn't matter. I'm not talking about a political party. I'm talking about politics as a whole. Political party, it just is little few factions in there. But there's going to be a full restructure. We are seeing it self-destruct. And I've always said this, there are the two evils that plague this world are politics and religion. Now, I get into this a little more because I want to talk about the millennials. We're hearing this on the news, all these millennials. And these are the kids born between November of 1995 and January of 2008. These are my own kids' generation. These are 1995, so these are the kids that are either just getting ready to vote or in their early 20s, 95, 2000. So 21, these are the 21-year-olds. So between the ages of 11 and 21, I guess, maybe a little younger, 2008. Anyway, these are the millennials. These kids are the Pluto and Sagittarius generation. These are the reformers of the zodiac. They will not tolerate old dogmas and religion as we know it. Things of the past and with this generation will be changed completely. There will be a different way of seeing and looking at things. With this generation, you'll see them bring universal religion. One religion. It's Sagittarius rules religion in a lot of ways. The codification of thought. These kids are going to change the way it's taught and how it's manifested to society in a great many ways. It's also it's a very positive thing, though. They're going to bring about a path to teaching and learning and to higher self and enlightenment and to teaching, basically teaching the stars eventually. Life and death, as we know it, is completely misunderstood and not feared as much as it is now. And this is due to a higher purpose to man's vibrations. This is what this generation will bring in 15, 20 years from now. In 30 years from now, they're going to laugh and go, oh my God, can you believe all those people were fighting over bathrooms and gay marriage and all this stuff? This generation is going to put an end to all of that dogma, the stigma of it all, everything. Now, we see it in politics, and politics has become very entertaining. I wish I was a comedian because there'd be some great material to use as jokes, you know. But all the comedians out there have a great canvas to work with, so to speak. but we talk about these Bernie-crats, as I think they all call them. That's what I've heard. Like I said, these are the next generation. These kids like that guy, that old guy. You know, how can anyone like that old guy is what I've heard certain people say. Well, Bernie is a Virgo. Virgo, like Capricorn, rules old age. And as long as he stays healthy, he should be okay. That's why he's so popular, though. These are the next generation who will not be fooled by the religious poisoning of a fiery hell, etc. They won't stand for the corrupt political systems, hence the word the reforming generation. The reformers are going to change things. As we move forward, and what I mean by moving forward is every generation, the children that are born now, as of today, have the Pluto in Capricorn, The Pluto in Capricorn, that's a complete reversal of, you're going to see a one world government. New world order is imminent. It's written in our stars to happen. There's no getting away with it. There's no, you have to go with the flow. I hate to be the bearer of bad news when we all talk about new world order. It is true. There's going to be a universal everything. Universal religion, universal this, universal that. But Pluto in Capricorn, this is going on till 2023. So every child that's born between now and 2023, from 2008 to 2023, will have the Pluto in Capricorn. This is the future builders. They will do away, you know, Capricorn's politics, Pluto's death, drama, and rebirth. politics and abusive government as we know them today will be eliminated by this generation. So it'll take my kids' generation to reform things. It's going to take this generation process in motion. Leave it to Capricorn to put things in structure and balance, right? Like I said, Pluto is death and Capricorn is government. This is going to bring about also a universal unity to the world. You're going to see some great changes in the next couple of years. That is for sure, my friend. The complete political structure is going to undergo a total death and then a rebirth. And it will be imposed, and it's going to be imminent change for the older generation. And I mean no disrespect to anybody, but as we move forward and as the next generation, which is the Pluto and Aquarius, takes effect in 2038, or from 2023 to 2038, you're going to see a whole different type. This is the star children. These are the ones that this generation will work side by side with our alien brothers. Sounds crazy, I know, but this is very true. And we can't even get into the Pluto and Pisces, which takes place from 2038 to 2053. Oh my God, this is like the whole new generation, a new dimension. But as we move forward, we see a conservative approach to life die out just like its own generation. And I know that may sound a little bit harsh to some, but it's true. One generation dies out, another one is birthed. It's the circle of life. We know this. And, you know, there's people in my own generation that are very conservative. Some people are naturally born conservative. You're programmed by your stars. Some people are naturally programmed to be a progressive thinker. You're programmed by your stars. It's your own UCI that makes you that way. But as time goes on, those conservative values towards religion, gender, et cetera, and people's viewpoints are going to completely change in 20 to 30 years' time, even 50 years from now. The thought process will be different, and we will, you know, we have to remember we're in the age of Aquarius, like the song says. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Modern astrologers believe that it took place in 2012. Myself, I know it took place in 1945, and you could tell that we were in the atomic age because look what took place in the 40s, Roswell, and the bombing of Nagasaki and Hiroshima, the atomic age. So that's, for me, that's the divine method, though, and that's it doesn't matter whether it's modern or divine. We are in the age of Aquarius. This is the age of brotherly love, humanitarianism. Universal oneness. So it does make sense how the world is going. However, on a negative, and I don't like to do this, but with the age of Aquarius, there's always the positive and there's always the negative. And the negative part of Aquarius and Uranus, the planet, is that it creates stress on the fault lines, volcanoes. When the next dragon takes place, you know, I always say universal dragon is in a Virgo Pisces axis, and the next one that takes place is on a Leo Aquarian axis, and the tail will be in Aquarius. You are going to see after April of 2017, for another 18 months after that, you're going to see earthquakes in monstrous proportions. Magnitudes you've never seen before, volcanoes, sudden release of energy of Mother Earth, things like that are going to take place. And being in the new age of Aquarius, it's also the nuclear age. So think about that when you're going to vote. Who would you want to have with that finger on the button? It worries me a little bit. Because I've looked at all of our politician stars, and one of them could kill millions of people with one false mistake and not knowing how to speak eloquently to our foreign leaders. So that is the rundown on what, why we're experiencing what we're experiencing here on the news with the violence. And you know, I'm all for people uniting as one. You know, I have so many different friends from so many different walks of life, including in my own family. Like I said, politics and religion divide people. And I always say, I think the liberals are just as crazy as the conservatives. I guess I steer more to a center. I don't know, but I've seen it. And the media just makes it worse, in my opinion. Just makes it worse. But I don't see, I see things getting a little worse before they get a little better. And I don't want to say too much about the presidential candidates because I have done a show before on the presidential candidates. And we have one guest in the chat. So hello, guest. Welcome. If you guys have any questions on the generations, if you'd like to know what your Pluto generation is, don't hesitate to give me a call. Since I do have some time left, I'll go through some of the other generations with you. If you do have a question, you can give a call at 607-203-5381. I've got about 15 more minutes or less, 13 actually. But, you know, when I think about my mother's generation, now my mother was born in the late 30s, and this generation is the, what do they call them? They're the, well, there's a couple of different terms you can use for that generation. This is the war generation. These are the babies that were born during the war. This is the Pluto in Cancer, the wasted baby generation is what some astrologers call it. This is actually the generation following Hitler's birth, so this could be a lot of grandparents out there that have this identity. Anytime you have a Pluto in Cancer, and I noticed this with certain family members, or Saturn in Cancer for that matter, there's an obsession with food. You know, and not having enough food maybe because these children grew up in some of the depression. You know, this is from the year 1913 to 1937. So these children are either in their early 70s, late 70s, 80s, and some may not be around anymore. But this generation does have an obsession with food, family and home, obviously. I see this with a couple of aunts I have as I'm sitting here reading this to you. And it's not because they're Italian either, but that's an added bonus, I guess. Pluto and Leo, that's the next generation. They call this the baby boom generation. And this is from 1938 to 1957. And if a lot of you out there are grandmas too, and you were the no bra wearing, I'm going to protest on Washington, D.C. in the 60s, the summer of love. This is the hippie generation for you. This is the generation of Leo. It's, you know, Pluto's in Leo, and Leo rules love, it rules romance. Pluto is the rebirth of things. It's a death and a reincarnation principle in many ways. This generation opened the door to love, freedom, music, sex, rock and roll. I guess you could say, what is that, Woodstock was there? It was Woodstock era. Pluto in Leo. And I talked about the Pluto in Virgo. This is my generation, 57 to 71. Obviously, Virgo rules health, perfection, puritanicalism in many ways. And we're seeing that because most of our politicians that are in office right now have this placement. If they're in their 50s, mid-40s, this placement is them, Pluto in Virgo. Next generation. I might be able to get through this in a half an hour. Awesome. Hope I'm not talking too fast for everybody. The next generation is the Pluto in Libra. So when I have friends that are younger than me, like, you know, I'm 46, so if they're 44, 42, 43, well, their Pluto's in Libra, and these are they call it the gang generation. These are the people that all want to organize and form groups, Pluto in Libra. This is October 5th, 1971, until November 6, 1983. And this generation, you know, Libra is the law, and it rules commitments and contracts, partnerships, marriage. This generation wants to get married a lot. I want to get married. We have to get married. You know, I notice this a lot with this generation. They got to join a group or a club or this or that. It makes complete sense to me. But this generation is, they give the best of themselves when they're in groups. They do the best when they're in groups. So I guess strength in numbers with this generation. And this generation is in office too right now. Probably younger, you know, congressman or someone just starting out in politics. Now the next generation, this is the Pluto and Scorpio generation, and this is, well, in a negative way, it is the death wish generation, and this is from 1983 to 1995. This generation's born with Scorpio, so it is a completely fearless sign. They do not fear death at all. This is the next generation to take office, actually, if there's any of them left alive. And I don't say that as a joke, okay? I said they were fearless in front of death. And this is a placement where their children will be extremely sexually active. So the probability of this generation, there will be less of them than there are of my generation. My generation's living longer because, believe Pluto, Virgo, the health, the whole thing. This generation does not fear death at all. And the ones that do make it through, they will regenerate and they will carry people to realize the error of their ways. Some of these children make drastic news, and we've seen it. I can go through a whole list of killers that have this placement. The Colorado shooter is the first one that comes to mind with the Pluto and Scorpio. Does this mean that people with Pluto and Scorpio are murderers? No. I have some of my own cousins that I adore are from this generation, but one in particular, and I hope she's listening to me right now, she's very cosmically conscious, so she's going to be the one of those ones that gets through this and could be a good service to humanity in the very near future. So I leave you on that positive note for Pluto and Scorpio. It's a regeneration. Know the stars, know metaphysics, and you will get through this just fine. We talked about the Pluto and Sag. These are the Bernie bots, remember? We're in Pluto and Capricorn right now, and the next generation is Pluto and Aquarius, and that takes place from 2023 to 2038. This is the star child generation, and this is the generation of our relationships with the universe. This will be these children. How do I say this in a way that you guys are going to understand? Well, I'm just going to say it because the ones who do understand are old souls. Generation is going to have a direct connection with extraterrestrials. High-tech tools will be offered. We will be working side by side with them. It's going to be an amazing time. I won't be around, or I'll be extremely old when this is happening, but maybe I'll reincarnate into something. But Pluto and Aquarius will unleash also on its negative serious earthquakes, volcanoes. So, you know how we all talk about California having the big one. I think it'll happen sooner than this because the next dragon that's coming in 2017. But we shall see what happens. The next generation is the Pluto in Pisces, and this generation is going to be born between 2038 and 2053. This is called the next dimension generation. This will be something out of a sci-fi movie. I'm serious. Right out of a science fiction movie. Pluto and Aquarius as well. Total death and rebirth will happen of your own psyche. this generation of psychics, there's going to be a lot more psychics on this planet. They're going to be using their brain function more. It's almost like in the movie Lucy. Seen that movie, Lucy? If you haven't seen that movie, watch that movie. Pretty incredible movie. I love that movie. Something out of Lucy. We're going to be using more of our brain capacity. This is the generation of artists as well, and people are going to forge ahead. And this is also going to help the rest of us as human beings discover our greatest potential within our own selves, using our subconscious. And we'll be able to tune in much better. The children of this generation, it's almost going to be like having this generation like crystal children or indigo children in a lot of ways. But it's going to be the norm now. It won't be like, oh, an indigo children is far and few between. And between 2038 and 2053, there'll be an abundance of these children, which means there is hope for this planet if we make the right choices now. This generation has to make the right choices so our next generations can live on, because there's very important work to be done on this planet, and this planet is not going to be destroyed unless man does it to himself or Mother Earth decides to stretch herself and humble us all. Those are the two fears, man or Mother Nature. Our knowledge today will be increased 10 times stronger, 100 times stronger. And like I said, our subconscious will be more in tune. It's going to be a very interesting time. Remember, Pluto in Pisces is life and death, and it's also got a mixture of the rebirth of one's spirit. So the future does look bright. It's just we've got to get through some rough patches before we can get through the positive. And that is my little spiel on the generations. I hope it helped. And if you want to know more about where your generation lies, the best way to do that is to get a full life reading from me, and you know where to contact me for that. alphastarradio@gmail.com. Don't have an internet website. I seem to be doing perfectly fine without one and keeping my contacts fairly close. And you know, I'm only always just a message or an email away. So I'm never that far away, but I'm going to sign out now. I want you guys to have a great new moon coming up this Saturday. Be safe for the next few days as the moon is dark. So proceed with caution on certain things. Don't go buying any electronic equipment until Saturday. I would even wait till Sunday. But stay safe. And I will return at the new moon, which is, I believe, June 19th or the 20th. Looks like the 20th. And I'll do a full forecast for that. You're listening to Linda from Alpha Star Radio. Thanks for joining me. Bye.